You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Nifty has closed lower in the February series, and this is why Hrithik stocks are losing mojo. First of all, what are Hrithik stocks and why are they losing mojo? All that and more I bring to you on this evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
What started off as a roaring Thursday ended up as a volatile one as both Sensex and Nifty shed gains and closed below their respective support levels. The S&P BSE Sensex gave up the 36,000 mark while the Nifty 50 closed below 10,800 towards the close of the trade. The Nifty 50 index closed 0.35% lower in February series with rollovers seen at 58% provisional. At 4 p.m, the Nifty future 3-month average rollover stands at 68% according to data. The good news is that foreign institutional investors, that is FII's net cash flow, remained positive. That is the FII net cash flow remained positive for February, which was negative 7 out of last 12 months. But the Indo-Pak tension is likely to keep the market volatile in March series as well. Indian markets started the day on a positive note despite negative global cues, but shed most of its gains in the last hour of the trading session. At the final tally on Dalal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex closed 37.99 points lower at 35,867, while the Nifty 50 ended at 10,792, down 14 points and just about giving up the 10,800 mark. Asian markets remained under pressure as a dent in the recent optimism between U.S.-Sino relations, that is U.S.-China relations, talks between Trump and Kim at the Vietnam summit ended abruptly with no agreement, along with domestic tensions, of course, with Pakistan, weighing on the sentiment of investors. At the same time, we are also looking at the resilience of Indian markets, which is a positive sign. But one big trend which is emerging is that interest is slowly moving out of Hrithik stocks. Now, what are Hrithik stocks? HDFC, RIL, Infosys, TCS, HUL, IndusInd Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank. Now there you have it. Hrithik stocks. The interest in these Hrithik stocks is slowly moving out, according to experts, meaning the Roshan is not as shiny anymore. As Ashish Chaturmota, head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "There is a clear shift from Hrithik stocks to names where we have seen massive destruction of up to 40 to 50% within the large cap basket, which include names like Ashok Leyland, BEL, LIC Housing Finance and Motherson Sumi. We're seeing a meaningful recovery coming in these stocks. It looks like the trend is slowly shifting towards Nifty Junior or the Nifty Next 50. If Nifty has to witness a breakout, then we need contribution from RIL, HDFC Twins and IT. But the trend is slowly shifting to non-Nifty names where investors now have the option to create alpha." Unquote. That is Ashish Chaturmota of Sanctum Wealth, who's going to be talking to Kshitij Anand in a little more detail that you will find at the end of the podcast. Meanwhile, India VIX, that is the volatility index, fell down by 3.29% at 18.27 levels. VIX has to cool down below 16 to 15 zones to get the smooth ride in the market, else restricted upside could continue to keep the pressure on the market. Since it is the beginning of a new series, option data is scattered at various strikes. However, maximum put OI is placed at 10,600, followed by 10,700 strikes, while maximum call OI is seen at 11,000, followed by 10,900 strikes. Options band signifies a broader trading range of the March series in between 10,585 and 11,118 zones and requires a range breakout to start the next leg of the rally, according to experts. Very quickly, some stocks that made all the news. Sugar stocks gained after Iran decided to buy raw sugar for the first time in the last 5 years. ARSS Infrastructure Projects rose 5% on bagging work order worth 429 crore rupees from the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation. Odisha Cement shares plunged 4% after illegal transfer of MF units worth 344 crore rupees by depository participant from the DMAT account held by its subsidiaries OCL India and Dalmia Cement East. Vascon Engineers gained more than 9% after the company received an order worth 83.52 crore rupees. And finally, Ramco System shares rallied nearly 4% after the beginning of a 7-year deal with Canadian logistics services provider. A quick tour around the world. European indices have been trading mostly lower on Thursday today as U.S. President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Hanoi ended their talk without an agreement. Asian markets also ended lower post the Trump-Kim summit, cut short without agreement. Kospi, that is South Korea's Kospi, was down 1.76% to close at 2,195.44, while Shanghai Composite declined 0.44% to close at 2,940.95. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was down 0.4% to end at 28,633.18, and Japan's Nikkei 225 declined 0.79% to close at 21,385.16. Well, as promised earlier, what's happening to Hrithik's stocks? This is Ashish Chaturmohta of Sanctum Wealth Management telling us about how the Roshni in Hrithik's stocks is slowly weaning off as he talks to our own Kshitij Anand.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Ashish Chaturmohta, Head of Technical and Derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ashish.
Hi, Kshitij.
Well, Ashish, how did the February expiry pan out for investors and any trend which you, were just seeing in terms of sectors or stocks which can continue in March series as well?
So, Kshitij, what we have observed, in the February month, markets were more or less flat, and if you look at last 4-5 months data, we have been broadly into a range between 10,500 to 11,000. Mm-hmm. But one interesting thing which we have observed in this particular series is that there is a clear, shift in put writing which was around 10,500 for last 3 months, mm-hmm. Which has, shifted to now 10,700. So what we've seen is that at around 10,700, there are a lot of puts being written, mm-hmm. which indicates that traders are a little, confident that markets are making a lower higher top, higher bottom kind of formation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you look at call writing around 11,000, there is considerable amount of call writing being seen, and that's the reason we are not seeing this breakout taking place despite a lot of attempts being made. Yes. So I think, even if you look at current data also, I think markets looks like it's going to be in a range. And important point is that despite such, such a kind of, border tensions we are witnessing at this juncture, despite that and India, which is also moving up significantly in last 3 trading sessions, we have not broken 10,700, mm-hmm. which indicates that markets are respecting this important support zone, and I'll call 10,700 at least in a shorter term time frame as a make or break level for the market. If these levels are not broken, mm-hmm. then I think on upside markets will try and attempt to see 10,950, 960 zone, but whether it will cross this 11,000 in this series or not is something we need to see with the data coming in next 1 to 2 weeks time frame. So one important, interesting, thing which we are witnessing in the market as of now is that there is a clear shift from the Hrithik stocks to, names which we have seen a massive correction of 40% to 50% within the large cap basket. So if you look at names like Ashok Leyland, VL, LIC Housing Finance, or Motherson Sumi, so names like this where we have seen a very strong correction in last 5 to 8 months time frame, mm-hmm. there we are seeing meaningful recovery coming in. We are seeing a lot of open interest addition. So I think the trend is slowly shifting towards Nifty Next Junior 50 from Nifty 50.
Perfect. And Ashish, as you already highlighted that, yes, geopolitical tensions are beginning to, create a concern for D Street. And there's a considerable amount of call writing happening at 11,000 strike. So is there a possibility that, probably in March series, we could see a breakout above this level?
See, important point is, for that, we need a contribution from few of the large cap names. So in that category, Reliance is one stock which is really showing a very strong trend. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, if you look at both HDFC twins are slowly, are into a sideways trend. So we really need good amount of strength coming from HDFC Bank, HDFC Limited. Even if you look at IT as a basket, is seeing some kind of, profit booking. So you have seen this profit booking coming into TCS, Wipro, and even for that matter, Infosys is into a sideways trend. So mm-hmm. if there is a meaningful contribution coming from HDFC twins, IT, and Reliance, then definitely on upside, this breakout is going to take place. But if you look at the trend, despite, the sideways consolidation taking place in these names, we are seeing a lot of buying interest in non-Nifty, non-Nifty kind of F&O stocks, where there is a serious amount of open interest as well as long position buildup is happening. So I think trend is somehow shifting to those hands, and there I think the real alpha is going to get created.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time in that case, sir. Sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ashish and Kshitij, for that. We'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.